NYC to enroll over 1,000 young border crossers in public schools as city deals with classroom overcrowding. By John Binder on August 21, 2022. New York City officials are set to enroll at least 1,000 young border crossers, most of whom arrived on migrant buses sent from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott, in public schools across the five boroughs as the city grapples with how to reduce classroom overcrowding. Buses filled with border crossers are being sent every day from Texas to New York City, the nation's largest sanctuary city that shields and protects illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Now, New York City officials say they will enroll at least 1,000 young border crossers in public schools from Manhattan to Queens before the school year starts on September 8, according to the New York Post. The school districts expecting the largest influxes are Districts 2 and 3, or most of Manhattan, as well as District 10 in the Northwest Bronx, District 14 in Williamsburg and Greenpoint, and Districts 24 and 30 in Eastern Queens. Emphasis added. Today, we are all New Yorkers, said school's chancellor David Banks. And it is essential that we do everything we can to support these families who really need us. Emphasis added. The chancellor has also been leading a charge to recruit additional bilingual teachers, including two meetings with leaders of the Dominican Republic since the summer began. Emphasis added. The public school enrollment plan for young border crossers is in addition to New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan's promise to enroll new arrivals in the city's high-priced Catholic schools. These people just want to get settled, Dolan said last week while welcoming the migrant buses in New York City. They want a normal life. And they're grateful to be here and to have their children in school is a high priority. The arrival of potentially thousands of young border crossers whom the city will enroll in its public school system comes as officials are grappling with how to implement new limits on classroom sizes passed by the state legislature this year. Before the new limits passed, caps in New York City ranged from 25 students for kindergarten classrooms to 34 students for high school classrooms. The latest plan, though, cut those caps down to 20 students for kindergarten through third grade classrooms, 23 students for fourth grade through eighth grade classrooms, and 25 students for high school classrooms. Already, nearly 920,000 students are enrolled in New York City's public school system. In July, Mayor Eric Adams, D., told New Yorkers to get on board with having their schools, neighborhoods, hospitals, and infrastructure pushed to the limits as a result of illegal immigration to the city. We can't have the historical "I believe people should be housed but just don't house them on my block." Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this, Adams said. Our schools are going to be impacted, our healthcare system is going to be impacted, our infrastructure is going to be impacted. We're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us on this, he continued. Last week, Breitbart News reported that New York City officials are planning to house border crossers arriving on migrant buses in about 6,000 luxury hotel rooms. That plan comes as rents for New Yorkers have skyrocketed to unsustainable levels, pushing working and middle-class communities out of the city and into the surrounding suburbs. In June, rents across New York City hit an average of $3,500 a month. By borough, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan is now $4,100. The average rent in Brooklyn is now well over $3,000 a month. And the average rent in Queens is now around $2,500 a month. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.